Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm LBJ. You're there, and I am here, and you're listening to The Heartfelt Truth. Welcome. Let me start off by saying, as I always do, please, people, don't get tired of me saying it, but I hope my voice finds you in good health, spiritually, mentally, and physically. Not necessarily in that order, but all equally important to help us do this thing we call life. All right, ladies and gentlemen, good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to come into your life for the next few minutes. I hope my voice is somewhat inspirational, motivational, and just gives you another way of looking at things. So with that being said, I would like to say thank you again. All right, ladies and gentlemen, listen, I'm a little twix between here, as some of my relatives, my older relatives would say, is I'm kind of caught in the middle here, and that is emotionally. I just want to share that with you. There's no anger here, okay, and I want to share a short story to you. Let me start off by saying one of my relatives just celebrated his 80th birthday. And so the kids got together, and they decided to throw him a nice party. And a nice party it was. I have to say this. I try not to get too personal, but I will say this, that it is a pleasure always to see your family, because you don't get to see them all the time. And at the end of the day, you are all connected. And that's one of the things that we seem to forget. You know, we all have our busy lives. And I want you to think about this, too, with your own families. I mean, everybody gets caught up, you know, and they have their moments, and they're working, and their careers, and their kids. And so all of those things. So it's a pleasure to get together, you know, especially as adults. And a couple of young ones coming in, they see each other here and there. But anyway, you know, I'm a little disappointed. And I have to say this. I will be very straight up with you. I won't divulge any names. I don't do that. But I will tell you, I've been part of an organization for quite a few years here now. A very, very, you know, decent organization that I thought, and it's a large, worldwide, international, whole kind of thing. And what happened was we had decided to rent a hall, and you know, throw my uncle his 80th birthday party. Now, I know there's some people out there saying, you know, okay, LBJ, you know, where are you going with this? You know, maybe some people's not interested, and that's fine. But my point being is, and to get to the meat and potatoes of this whole thing, is, you know, it just doesn't pay. You know, and I the older you get and the more you live, let me tell you something, people, you are never, ever going to stop learning. You are never, ever going to stop seeing things. And some people that you perceive as being one way, unconsciously, without them even realizing, they show you another. And then you have to be mature enough, smart enough, and have the wherewithal of saying, you know what, I'm not going to stoop down to that level. So I was really, really surprised and shocked the way this person, you know, just reacted to a situation that was completely non-existent. You know, there was one snippet of a miscommunication in reference of something, and it just got blown out of proportion. And I will tell you right now, this person, the way they spoke to me, I mean, without me being a God-fearing person and a professional, I probably would have had a different result. And that's the God's honest truth. But I held my composure. But, you know, there were people, you know, in my family that were hurt. And some of them came from out of state, all the way from the other side of the country. And this person was just nasty. I cannot believe how nasty this person was. So again, I mean, just in all fairness for me and my family, I'm not divulging names or anything in particular, but just understand the point I'm trying to tell you fine people is that, you know, there are people out in the world that they might show you one side, but then, you know, then you see the other side and you're like, holy moly. You know, and that's putting it mildly. So I was very, very surprised. And being a member of this organization, well, much to say this here, I can be very honest with you. I'm a very, very mild-mannered person. But I will tell you this. I don't think at all in my heart of hearts that I can continue to be a part of this organization with people like that. I just can't do it. You know, and it's sad for them because they're going to lose a very, very good member. And, you know, I held them in a high regard. Now, somebody's going to say, well, LBJ, you can't base it on one person. No, I get it. But, you know, that just shows you one side when this person is in a position of authority. You know, if they're leading the pack, you know, one can kind of, put one and one together. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, I've learned time and time again when we talk about children and people in general, and everything. Oh, those kids, look at the parents, the leader of the pack, and then you can determine why. So, anyway, I don't want to go off on a tangent. It's just very unfortunate, and it saddens me because I really like the organization, and I won't put them on blast. I will not do that. You know, I'm not looking to start a war. Not that I'm worried about that, but you know, when it comes to my family, you know, and it comes to me, and putting me on the spot like that and embarrassing me, it's just unacceptable. So I got that off my chest, and I wanted to put it out there. So you know, here's the one thing that I also said too, and I got to say this: the fact of the matter is, you know, you handle your situations accordingly, and so forth and so on. But then I said also, take a deep breath. Because I believe this, I'll let God handle it. You know, you put yourself on this pedestal here in this certain area, and I'll let God handle it, and he will. So I don't wish ill on anybody, but then again, they shouldn't wish ill on you either. So, righty, I'm sorry. I know I had to get that out of my chest, and anybody in my family, if they hear that, they understand my heart and my sincerity. So, you know, God bless them all. All right, listen, we got some nasty weather up here in the Northeast. It's pretty dreary out, and you know, but it's par for the course. You know, it's that time of year, and we just have to deal with it. And you know, just so prepare yourself, you know, accordingly. And that's about it. So I guess, ladies and gentlemen, I just flip flop back and forth. I just don't think that, you know, I can associate with, you know, nasty people who put up a front. I mean, with me, this is what you get. I'm not saying we can't get upset about things. No, I'm not a puppet, but I can't associate with people like that. I just can't do it. So, all right. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, please thank you for allowing me to ramble on and ramble on. And I get very hyped. You know, I get hyped up and I got to calm down, you know, because I just had my coffee and I just gets me going, you know. I'm on my second cup because I'm a two cup guy. What can I tell you? So listen to our family and friends. Listen, enjoy the weekend. Everybody, be well, be safe. Thanks for allowing me to rant. I promise you, I'll try not to do that again. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, as I always say, please take care of yourself. Take care of your families, because family is important. And if you see somebody that needs a helping hand, stick yours out and help them. I believe this one act really, really will. It'll make the world a better place. And it'll be one of those things that help you on your journey to becoming the best person that you can be. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm LBJ. You're there, and I'm here. And you've been listening to The Heartfelt Truth. We will talk again.